Dunedin City Council is now the proud owner of a 23 million year old lake bed. While the lake has long since dried up, Foulden Mar is a nationally significant fossil site and will now be protected from commercial mining. Here to tell us why it's so important is Shane Lohner from Save Foulden Mar. Hello, congratulations then.
Hi, Shane actually. Shane Lohner.
What did I say?
You said, well, doesn't matter.
Never mind. What? What do you think about cesspits? No! Why is it important, Foulden Mar, Shane, please?
Well, I mean, you've said it's an incredibly important fossil site, unique in the world, but also it holds a 23-million-year-old climate change record that's unsurpassed in the world, that covers the Miocene, Oligocene era, which was the time when the Antarctic was last green, and it possibly represents the kind of climate we might be heading to if we continue to increase, you know, carbon in the atmosphere. So for understanding our climate future, it's really important.
Now, there was a proposal to mine it in 2019, 2018, for livestock food additives. And the mining company went into receivership. The city council has now made this agreement with the receivers to buy it, as I understand it, yes?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Do you know how much money they've paid?
Oh, it's in the it's in their statement. I think it was just sort of 900 and something thousand, just under a million.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the whole thing, or just the bit that was going to be mined?
I think it's pretty much the whole thing. It's not a particularly big place.
A mar is a crater, an old volcanic crater, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's an old volcanic crater. I think it's only a kilometre, not even a kilometre across. It's not very big, but it's very, very deep.
And it's filled up with fossils of all sorts of things?
Yes, well, it as a lake, way back 23 million years ago, it was a self-contained ecosystem. So it had no streams coming into it. So whatever fell into the lake was from the surrounding area. So that means that the scientists are really able to gauge what was going on in the area with quite a lot of confidence that nothing sort of has come in from outside the area. And there were layers of diatoms which fell to the bottom of the surface every year, and they basically pickled anything that sunk to the bottom, and so a perfectly incredibly amount of preservation has happened, and to the degree that even some of the insects' fossils still have bits of DNA attached to them.
Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? Is it going to be open to the public or just to scientists, do you think?
That's obviously for discussion in the future. It's not a particularly pretty place to look at. There's actually really nothing to see. It's all under the ground. So I think the best, certainly in the short to medium term, the best way forward would be to let the geology department of Otago University manage access, which is what was happening previously. They've got a good model working, and you know, there's a bit of a health and safety to look after. There's silica dust and stuff like that. So I think, for me, I think that the best option at the moment is to put it managing the access through the geology department of Otago University. And I also like to point out that it's been 5 years since the scientists have been allowed on the site. So it's really, really important that they get back on there as soon as possible.
Thank you, Shane. Shane Lohner from Save Foulden Mar.